Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Celtics take on the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks at the Garden this afternoon in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinal. In the first round of the playoffs, the Celtics swept the Brooklyn Nets. To consider what this part of the postseason might look like for the Celtics, we turn to veteran basketball writer Gary Washburn, who covers the Celtics for the Boston Globe. Gary, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
This season, the Celtics and the Bucks both finished with the same record at 51-31. The Celtics got the higher seed thanks to tiebreakers. What kind of role do you think home court advantage might play in this best of seven series?
Well, every team wants home court advantage. You want the first two games at home, and you want a decisive game seven at home. So I do think it makes a big difference. It also allows the team with the home court advantage to begin the series and in front of their home fans, all the support, all the hype. Obviously, TD Garden will be jam-packed, raring to go. So I think it plays a big advantage for the Celtics to be home for the first two games and have four of the seven at home.
In the series with the Nets, the Celtics were able to more or less control superstars Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. How are the Celtics going to limit or try to limit the Bucks superstar forward Giannis Antetokounmpo? That's a player that can sort of do everything.
Yeah, he's arguably the best player in the league, two-time MVP. You're not going to stop him. You're not going to hold him to 8 points or something like that. He's going to score 20-plus points per game. He's going to get to the free throw line. You have to accept that, but they have to make it difficult on him. You have to frustrate him. You have to make sure that his drives to the basket are difficult. So you just have to provide resistance. That's all you can do and hope he gets frustrated and misses shots.
Meanwhile, reports indicate the Bucks all-star forward Chris Middleton likely to miss the entire series because of an injury. Now, Middleton has definitely been a menace to the Celtics over the years. If he's out for this series, how might it affect the Celtics' chances?
Well, it should help the Celtics' chances, but the Celtics fans cannot get excited and think, oh, this series is going to be easy. The Bucks have a very deep team. They were able to beat the Chicago Bulls easily three consecutive times without Chris Middleton in their last series. They have a definite roster that can compensate. It does give an advantage to the Celtics, but it does not put them over the top or make this anything besides difficult.
Celtics star Jason Tatum had a particularly strong series against Brooklyn. How do you think Milwaukee will strategize to defend him? And then how do you think Tatum will respond?
Well, I think Milwaukee will guard him with multiple players like the Celtics did with Kevin Durant. You don't just throw one defender on there and then tell him, hey, stop Jason Tatum. That's not how it works guarding NBA superstars. They'll use multiple players to try to confuse and harass Tatum into making either four shots or having to pass the ball. Tatum is just going to have to make the right play.
The Bucks coach called the Celtics the hottest team in the league. To what extent do you agree with that?
I think a lot of people are saying that. I expect Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer to say that. That's coach speak. He fully believes his team can beat the Celtics. But the Celtics are the hottest team. They're playing great defense. They shut down the Brooklyn Nets, a series that many people picked the Nets to win. The Celtics won all four games. Now, they were close games, but the Celtics made all the plays down the stretch to take each game of that series. They're 37-10 since January 6th. So, to me, the Celtics are the hottest team, but will they continue to play like it? I think this is going to be their biggest challenge yet.
Okay. Gary, what's your prediction?
With the absence of Middleton, I do think the Celtics can win this series in six games, but they've just got to be efficient. No mistakes, no giving away games, and they've got to play the right defense against Giannis and just execute the game plan. I think they should be able to win this series, but it will be very competitive, six games.
And if you're right, what do you think the Celtics' chances are after this series?
This team can win it all. They are capable, if they play the right way, to win the championship. So not saying they will, but they definitely have a chance.
Gary, thank you.
Thank you.
Gary Washburn covers the Celtics for the Boston Globe.